Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Like that nice man said, it is time for Starkey Secret Stash, brought to you by Wright Automotive, the best deal in Pittsburgh. And Malzy, we used to work with Josh Miller, who said goodbye today. And I wanted to say a public goodbye to him and just express the fact that I really enjoyed working with Josh. I think he's...
Can't imagine this being any more awkward.
I think he's as naturally funny as maybe any person I've ever met, and he's a good man.
I hate you.
Wait, are you planning it this way?
No, I did not. No, that's Kreger's.
I always enjoyed talking with Josh. He had a lot of natural humor. He never did meet up with me for that round of golf.
But big surprise there.
I sent him a text this morning and said, if you ever want to get out there, and then I hashtagged it 300, as in 300 yards, and his response was glorious. It was, you'll still be away, as
wow.
In he's going to put one way over my head.
Now,
I like him, though. He's a nice man.
He is a nice
man. He's a nice man.
Answer me this.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, when somebody leaves, there's a party, I don't know, a cake, something. Of course, I don't get invited to these things. So my first question is, did I miss something here? Is there a going away party?
I don't think so.
Was there a cake?
No, there's cake like every day in the studio.
They have cake if somebody goes to the bathroom around there. There's a cake all the time.
Then your first day of the station's history should have had like 18 cakes.
Now, this has to be by Josh's request, right?
Yes.
He wanted none of the pomp and circumstance that normally accompanies a departure, correct?
Right.
That's my understanding,
right. I should say.
Well, my understanding is he was gone by like 10:08, so there were no tears shed, no hugs, anything?
No, I think he's a busy man. I think that, you know, he's always had other things going on, so he probably had to get somewhere.
Should you and I have showed up to give him a hug?
I thought about, like, crashing their show briefly at the very end to just come in. Yeah, come in and sort of give him a big group hug from the two of us.
Seemed very unceremonious.
But then again, I remembered that his exit from our show was very unceremonious as well. One day he was on with us, the next day he was on with the morning show.
I do remember that,
it's
yeah.
Tough, did it have to do this show.
Did it hurt you at all that he left for the morning show, that he left us?
It hurt me a little bit in this regard. He always then used to say, oh, guys, we've got to get up on the morning show together again. And he never meant it. It was empty platitudes. He loved being away from us on the morning show.
He did. I know he liked being home by 10:15,
I know.
Too.
He loved it.
I can't answer that question right at this moment.
The best Josh Miller memory I have is still my tryout week on this show. And it was snowing, and I don't know about you. I don't mind driving in the snow usually. I haven't had a big, like, bad situation, right? And the whole key is, if you're going up a hill, keep your foot on the gas and just keep the forward momentum going, right? So I got to work fine. You and I ended up having a bang-up day that day. We had a lot of fun. We did a bunch of nonsense. That was the Manti Te'o day, and you and I just cut up on that for the better part of 2 hours, I think. Maybe it was the day that you realized you could work with me in some capacity.
I think it was. Yeah, we put in a good word for you with the boss at the time.
Correct. And our current boss actually helped us with a little fake voice work on the fake voicemails left by Manti Te'o, right? So Josh was supposed to be in, and I'll never forget him calling us very obviously from either his garage just to at least make it sound like he was in a car
may have driven around the
right
block. Yeah.
just to go out there and be in a car. I'll never forget him calling, hey boys, like he was calling
Jerry,
from the
at the back of this sleeping car for the last 2 hours. I'm telling you, man, have fun today, bro.
Where are you at right now, Josh?
Oh my god,
it's not important.
Oh, my God, where did Kreger's dig that up?
We had it last week. We did play it last week. I was hoping he'd follow the lead there and find that. We played it last week on the air. But, yeah, that was the actual call on the air because he didn't never
right.
made
so
it.
Right, so why not just text? He wanted to make it very realistic. Can we hear that again, Craig? Because he wanted to make it realistic that he was trying to get there. But that it,
at the back of this bleeping car for the last 2 hours, I'm telling you, man, have fun today, bro.
Where are you at right now, Josh?
It's not important.
At the back of this bleeping car for 2 hours. Josh would have gone full monster truck over a car rather than sit behind it in traffic for 2 hours.
My lasting memory was of the golf course incident out in Fox Chapel. Do you remember that? It was maybe your second week on the air.
Oh, yes.
And we were in a senior open at Fox Chapel.
Thunderstorms.
Yes, and we were in a little tent. We kept going off the air. And something happened where I had a laughing attack.
I know what it was. Can I just say what it was? Somebody ripped one.
Did they?
I think there was an obvious audible passing of gas, and you completely lost it.
I was on the ground pounding the grass because we were in a little tent on the grass. And then Josh, who you would never think would do this, he had a laughing attack. So both me and him were crying. And we came back on the air. Neither one of us could talk. And then you started laughing, and there was dead silence. And Craigers was back in the studio. And then finally you said, something's happened here. And that was the whole segment.
I remember vividly, because our old boss hated me. He put me on that show ultimately, but he hated me. He hated my guts for some reason and loved to yell at me and call me names. I remember he was going on vacation. That was a Friday show. I vividly remember that. He was going on vacation, and we all figured, to a man, that he must have stopped listening for the week, because if he had ever heard that segment, I might not be sitting here on this show today. That's how mad he would have been at me, even though I was the one attempting to hold it together. You got up and military crawled to the front of the tent.
I couldn't walk. I couldn't do anything. I was crying.
The rain had stopped. You walked out of the tent. Came back in and just collapsed laughing again, and that was what set Josh off. And he just couldn't handle it. And I'm left there, tears streaming down my face.
Well, the whole thing was so ridiculous because we knew it was going to be a lightning storm, so nobody's on the course. We're stuck in a tent. It's lightning. And it was just the perfect, like, confluence of events. And then, in classic Josh fashion, we're like, well, we're still going to come back on the air. He's like, yeah, well, I'm not going to wait. And he was gone.
Into the mists. Our friend Norm tweeted us and said his simple sign-off was, I'll miss radio.
Is that what he said?
Yep.
One of his great lines, and you know how quickly his brain worked. He was mad at us one day, and then the subject of writing a book came up, and I said, Josh, what will your book be titled? And without even thinking, he said, Why I Quit Radio. Remember that?
Yes. Oh, wait, the one other thing was Ask the Punter, which died a fiery death on the launch pad.
That was,
he was all gung-ho.
Yeah, we had a big
new
meeting.
New segments
out
for
at
the new
Mad
show.
Becks,
yep.
Right? We're all a new show together.
Hey, Josh,
together.
How about, you're a funny guy. How about we solicit questions?
And hey, we'll guys, call how it, you doing? I'm Josh. I'll be your punter tonight.
We'll call it Ask the Punter. He was so happy, I think, to have somebody new coming in that he thought he was going to get along with that he didn't want to – he should have done this. He's too nice. He should have just said, Chris, I don't love the name of that, or I don't, you know, just say Ask Josh Miller, which I think we tried to change it to. He didn't want to say anything, so he let it start and just completely
tanked.
He tanked it. He was going for the number one pick.
It was the 2015 Sixers on Ask the Punter.
All right, Josh, we're going to miss you. Maybe I'll finally get that golf date with him.
Good luck, man. Wherever you are, wherever you're going. What is he going to do? He has a hockey stick business,
yeah,
I think.
He's got some stuff with these hockey sticks that's doing pretty well. He's going to be a busy guy. Anyway, there's our farewell to Josh, which if we had audio of the rain-delayed show,
oh my God.
I would play it right now, and we would both probably have to walk off the air because we wouldn't be able to handle it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.